what are you now? A certified
divorce financial analyst.
Plus a.
Oh, a CFP.
CFP. Yeah. And it was Teddy Parrish, CFA. And I'm piled hip deep, Gene Hensler.
That's right.
So, all right. In the spirit of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to share a little horror stories here.
Uh-oh.
You are unconscious and unable to make medical or financial decisions. The doctors don't know how soon you'll regain consciousness. A mortgage payment is due, as well as the premium on your own life insurance. Who has the authority to access your accounts on your behalf? What would you call that? What document do you need?
Hmm. Well, the documents have changed over the years. That's part of the confusion.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the attorneys never...
What about the living will? Does that have anything to do with
it? It did at one time.
Now it doesn't?
No, but you see a lot of them still out there.
I swear to God, the hospitals ask you for that. You go in for some kind of procedure that there's the merest possibility of death.
Mm-hmm.
You have a living will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, what does it have to do with getting my blood pressure taken?
Well, in 2007, so not too long ago, the what's called the Georgia Advanced Directive for Healthcare replaced the living will and the durable power of attorney for healthcare.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you had two documents then, pre-07. Now you ought to have a new document. If you have, in other words, if you have not opened up your estate planning binder since 2007,
you need to reopen.
This is a good time to look at it. And if you've got a living will and a durable power of attorney for healthcare in there, you likely do. There's a new document that's updated, because in this situation, you don't want to get caught, you know, in any legal mess. I mean, this is a timely, unfortunate situation we're painting here.
Right.
Where you need the form to go into the hospital. They know what it is. They know what to do with it. They give you, you know, access. There is still a durable financial power of attorney for financial. It's called a durable financial power of attorney. So, you know, that form is the piece that's going to govern how you're going to pay the bills that are due,
right,
and the mortgage payment and everything else. It's the Advanced Directive for Healthcare that's going to help make these critical, timely medical
decisions. So if you haven't had a discussion with your estate attorney, et cetera, since 2007, you better make an appointment.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I mean, the only other point to note here is also in the spirit of Halloween that neither of these forms are legal to be used for the undead. This is just for zombies and vampires. You cannot.
They don't qualify.
I don't think that the hospitals will accept these forms.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
No.
This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.